I said to you at the start of the show, if you're a fan of Anchorman, make sure you stay with us because we got a bit of Anchorman news. Let me go to Paul Mangan, who's on the line. Paul, how are you?
How are you? Not too bad, though.
Paul is on the junior hurling team with St. Jude's, a good team, a good club, actually. I was involved with Kilmacud Crogues for years, so we had many games against you. Now, what is the connection with you, with St. Jude's, and with Anchorman?
Well, no connection really to start. We went up yesterday evening, and he's been in Dublin shooting the last few days, and he wanted to watch a match. He was in Dotney and Nesbitt's in Bagot Street drinking, and they sponsor our senior team.
Yeah, and now this is because we haven't named him yet. This is David Kochner.
Yeah, David Kochner,
the Stetson wearing champ from Anchorman. So how did he choose St. Jude's to watch?
Well, he was drinking in Dotney and Nesbitt's, and they sponsor our senior hurling team in Jude's.
Okay.
And he was advised to go out there. They rang up and found out their senior hurlers were playing a friendly match against a team from Wicklow yesterday evening. So
where were you playing?
Up in Tymon Park in St.
Okay.
Jude's.
So suddenly David Kochner and his entourage arrive at the side in Tymon Park. That must have been weird.
Yeah, well, we met him in the bar upstairs in Jude's beforehand.
Right.
And he had a pint with his lovely lad, and then brought him up, and he stayed for the, thought the game was amazing. We gave him a hurl, presented him with a Jude's t-shirt. He poked around with a few of the lads after the game and that.
Yeah.
And then he came back up to the club after and had a few points with us all.
Did he know about... was it just somebody in Donny and Nesbitt told him about hurling, or did he know? Because a lot of the Anchorman lads actually have connections with Ireland.
Yeah, no, well, he's been here before now, but he said he knew about it, but he said he'd love to get to see a proper game, like a club game, so that's when he decided to come out. He thought it was amazing. They were a senior teamer. Strong bunch of lads too. So,
and what was the game like last night? Who won?
Yeah, we won. It was a friendly match now, but they won it well in the end.
Okay, and was he shouting and screaming on the sideline, or was he jumping up and down?
He was getting into it. He had the colours on and everything for us, though. So
very good.
He enjoyed it.
Was he wearing his Stetson?
Sorry?
Was he wearing his hat, his big Stetson hat?
No, he had a tweed hat on yesterday, but sadly not now.
Now, I'm always wondering these guys when they come over, does he travel with a big entourage? How many people were there with him?
Just a few of his friends. His wife is over with him, but she stayed in town, and they all came up to the club then after and had a good few drinks with us, and he was looking for us to go out with him again tonight. He's looking to do a pub crawl tonight in Dublin.
Wow. So, and are the bunch of lads going in, or what are you going to do?
We're meeting them in Dotney's, and I think this evening there's a crowd going in to meet him. So,
he's like he's your new celebrity friend, is he?
Yeah, he wants us to bring him on a pub crawl. So I think we're heading towards Ranelagh. We're going to Smith's and Birchall's at Ranelagh tonight, and then out to the Glenside and Churchtown.
You're going to have him out. You work in the Glenside, do you?
Yeah. We're gonna go to Ranelagh, then come out here, and then we're going to bring him to a different array of pubs. We're going to head towards the Stoneboat and Kimmage, then back into Coppers tonight.
That's some pub crawl.
Yeah, I would get one or two others in the meantime, hopefully. Oh.
Now, have you told him about Coppers?
We were giving him a small explanation last night, but he'll have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, and is he going out on his own, or is he bringing the wife with him?
Hopefully his own, but he showed us pictures of the wife last night, and she's not bad either, so she's more than welcome.
Oh, that should be good. So there's a big old Anchorman pub crawl going on in Dublin City tonight. Excellent.
Yeah.
Listen, was something happened last night? Somebody got smacked over the head with a hurley, which happens in most games anyway.
Yeah. Well, there's a few. It was a tough enough match now. So he was in amazement at how hard it can be. So
How physical it is.
Yeah.
And what was he like with the hurl in his hand? How was he?
He's handy enough. He managed to pick it up and hit it anyway.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be starting there or anything, but...
So, no, he wouldn't really, no. He doesn't have the... Well, he actually does have the physique for it, but not fit enough. So, is everyone going out in St. Jude's jerseys tonight?
Yeah, we're all out in the lash tonight. Except for Alan O'Bee, one of the senior players won't come because he got a new girlfriend, so...
Ah, oh, for God's sake.
I know, he's let down. He used to be a role model of ours.
Was he? God, he's let you down. A new girlfriend. He could be out with Anchorman, huh? Alright, so just to say, if anyone's around Dublin City tonight, if you see a whole host of lads in the St. Jude's jersey, what colour is the jersey again?
It's the same colour as the Dublin jersey. It's blue and navy.
Okay. So if you see the blue and navy jerseys around in the middle of that somewhere, there could be an anchorman and a whole bunch of guys having a bit of fun. Is he bringing a camera crew or anything with him?
No cameras tonight, thankfully.
No cameras allowed. Well, listen, I'm sure there'll be a few pictures and a few tweets as well. We'll follow that up. So he's your new best friend now?
Yeah. Bezzy's for life now.
I love it. I'm a new fan of St. Jude's as well. Listen, Paul, thanks for taking the call.
No bother. Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. See you now. Bye. That is David Cutchin, who's around at the moment in Dublin. He's champ, who wears the big Stetson in Anchorman 2. And he could be in Kimmage tonight.